Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Why did the Federal Reserve Board suddenly hold an emergency closed meeting 4 days ago, after which Fed Chair Yellen had an unprecedented direct closed meeting with President Obama and Vice President Biden? It almost certainly was not to discuss the alleged possible changes to the discount rate charged by the Fed, as no rate change has been announced. The Deutsche Bank crisis that could cripple the world's financial institutions was almost certainly a topic of discussion, but many other subjects might have been covered. For instance, the release last week of the first documents collectively called the Panama Papers has already led to the resignation of Iceland's prime minister. They also disclosed that government leaders from Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, and the United Arab Emirates used a law firm in Panama to help hide their assets from public scrutiny. Close relatives or associates of the heads of more than 40 other nations were also exposed, including those from Great Britain, China, Brazil, and Russia. Though such actions were not necessarily illegal, several people were exposed making investments that contradict their public positions. Few Americans have been identified thus far. Still, many more documents will be released over the next few weeks. Therefore, Monday's meetings may have included political damage control over revelations already out or yet to be released. These meetings may also have covered Brazil, the world's seventh largest economy. That country is in a depression and enduring a political scandal. Or maybe they included the hyperinflation in Venezuela that has brought that nation to the brink of economic collapse. The agendas may also have included secret agreements made at the G20 meeting in China in February, such as the possibility that the European Union and America have committed to allow China to devalue its currency faster than the euro and dollar. These sudden meetings may also have been expedited because of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank joint gathering in Washington this week. Will Fed Chair Yellen or President Obama ever tell the public why these emergency meetings were held and what decisions were made? Will the media ever find out and tell us? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.